In Iraq, today was the deadliest day of fighting for U.S. forces in 4 months. 7 U.S. Marines were killed when a car bomb hit a convoy outside the city of Fallujah, west of Baghdad. The attack came as fresh demands were made by a group holding 2 French journalists, and as Iraq's interim government was forced to admit that it has not captured a top Saddam Hussein lieutenant, as some officials claimed yesterday. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad and joins us. First, Peter, what more can you tell us about today's attack near Fallujah?
Well, Robert, Iraqi witnesses gave us the first reports. They said a car came up alongside a convoy of U.S. Marines on the outskirts of Fallujah and exploded. They reported 2 vehicles set ablaze and several bodies visible at the scene. It was a few hours later that U.S. military spokespeople confirmed that it had, in fact, been a car bomb, possibly a suicide bomb, and that 7 Marines and 3 Iraqi National Guardsmen had been killed in the blast. Several more people were wounded. All the dead Americans were said to be from the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force.
Now, to the best of our knowledge, there hasn't been a U.S. patrol inside Fallujah since April, when security duties for the city were handed over to a makeshift Iraqi force. What do we know about the situation inside Fallujah?
Well, this spring, weeks of heavy fighting in Fallujah were jeopardizing this handover from former Administrator Paul Bremer to what we have now, this interim Iraqi government. And what generated was almost an ad hoc plan, driven in large part by commanders on the ground. And they handed over security in Fallujah to former officers in Saddam Hussein's Republican Guard and others. And the immediate result was, in fact, to stop the fighting. But it also left the U.S. Marines pulled back and sitting on the outskirts, watching from the outside, while critics complained that the insurgents inside were gathering strength. Since then, there have been a number of attacks. There's been reports of Islamic-style law being imposed. And then there have been a number of airstrikes by U.S. aircraft, left a significant number of Iraqis dead. The U.S. military says many of those are insurgents. Iraqis say a good number of civilians have been killed. Whether this attack today was a retaliation for those airstrikes, we don't know. But clearly, this part of the so-called Sunni Triangle remains quite a dangerous place.
Well, on to some other news from Iraq today. There was an embarrassing moment today for the Iraqi security forces, who yesterday had reported that Saddam Hussein's deputy had been arrested, and today they had to admit they were mistaken about that.
That's right. Yesterday we had a flurry of reports that Iraqi forces acting on their own had captured the most wanted remaining Saddam aide, Izzat Ibrahim al-Duri. But questions arose almost immediately. The Americans said they knew nothing about it. The Iraqi National Guard said none of its men were involved. Finally, the Interior Ministry announced they'd have to do medical tests to positively identify the man. And today those results showed that he was not Izzat Ibrahim al-Duri. The Interior Ministry says the man is wanted. In fact, he's a relative of al-Duri, but not very high up on the list of wanted officials.
Now on to the hostage situations. The Turkish government says a Turkish truck driver was freed by his captors in Iraq. What can you tell us about that?
That was the good news today. A truck driver named Mithat Çivi was freed. There was television footage of him saying he'd been treated well by his captors, and he urged other Turkish drivers to stop driving goods into Iraq. The company that he works for concurred, saying it would suspend operations in Iraq.
And the 2 French journalists who've been held since August 20th?
Well, there was a statement today about them on a website. It appears to come from the group holding them, journalists Georges Malbruneau and Christian Chesneau. The veracity has not been confirmed, but there are new demands listed, including a $5 million ransom, a truce with al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, and a commitment from France to have no military or commercial dealings with Iraq. There's a 48-hour deadline. They've sort of hedged, saying they'd be happy if any one of the demands were met. France, of course, has already rejected the initial demand, rescinding the ban on the wearing of religious symbols such as the Muslim headscarf in public schools. In a separate case, now we're also hearing that a reporter for the wire service Agence France-Presse was seized in Ramadi, that's northwest of Baghdad. The reporter was found unconscious and beaten, but alive. So clearly the threat to journalists here hasn't abated either.
NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking to us from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. Thank you very much, Peter.
You're welcome, Robert.